This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. You're engaged. Mazel tov. So now what? Well, more than 8% of couples in the U.S. comprise a multicultural marital alliance, and that means extra complications when it comes to wedding planning and, more importantly, budgeting. Sally Herships takes a look at how mixed couples seek bliss at the altar when it comes to money matters.
Okay, one caveat here. In this story, I'm going to use stereotypes. With that in mind, meet Corinne Moss Rakusin.
I'm Jewish.
And her fiancé, Ranjit Bhagwat.
I'm Hindu.
We're the Hindus.
We're the Hindus.
Please don't say that. Well, you might have to. It's fine.
The couple met at Yale and a few years later began planning their wedding. There was the fun stuff like choosing music, the Jewish classics, and the Indian. And then there was the tough stuff, like whether to pay for the expensive chairs at the reception.
The one at the venue is just kind of like big and brown, and it looks really brown, and it like kind of intrudes on our color scheme. I can't even believe I said that sentence. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Their parents paid for most of the wedding, but it wasn't just the problem of keeping costs down that made planning hard. There were some tricky cultural issues to deal with, too. Like Corinne and Ranjit had to decide whether or not to pay for flowers for the Hindu god Ganesh. In a Jewish wedding, there is no Ganesh, and they were already running out of money. So Corinne asks if they can share flowers with the god.
Can we share one of our garlands with the statue?
Ranjit says no.
No, we couldn't because...
So Corinne asks if they can steal the flowers.
Then can we steal it from him and put it on one of us?
Ideally, in a Hindu ceremony, you're not supposed to steal from the gods.
But what if we're on a tight budget?
So in cross-cultural weddings, there are the obvious things, like accommodating Ganesh that can make things expensive. And then there are other, more subtle differences.
People in the West tend to be independent, and people in the East tend to be interdependent.
Akshay Rao teaches marketing at the Carlson School of Management in Minnesota. He studies what makes people in the East and West spend money. What he's saying is Westerners think more by ourselves and Easterners as a group. The East-West divide also changes how we plan for the future.
People in the East tend to focus on preventing bad outcomes from occurring, and people in the West tend to pursue good outcomes.
So, if you're planning a wedding, Rao says someone from China would be more comfortable putting down an early deposit on a venue to make sure no one else gets it first, while someone from the U.S. would feel better spending on the best possible space. But everyone wants to do things their own way. And when they can't...
You would see dilation of pupils and elevated heart rates and so forth.
What did you... Sorry, dilation of pupils and elevated heart rates? So bottom line, it's stress?
Right.
Some couples might have thought about what to include in the wedding, but Corinne and Ranjit had the opposite problem. They agreed on everything. They wanted the wedding to embrace Corinne's Jewish American heritage and a Hindu ceremony that included a statue of Ganesh, which Ranjit's parents carried from India. Unfortunately, that meant hammering their budget like a piñata, though that's the wrong cultural reference.
I mean, two ceremonies, right?
There's two ceremony fees, and there's two sets of decorations, and there's two receptions, and there's two outfits. We keep saying costume change, but it's not the costume change.
It's not just us getting married. It's we're bringing two communities together. And it sounds nice. And it turns out it is nice. But those communities are filled with human beings. And they all have opinions.
And pocketbooks,
right? So like, you know, so everyone has an investment in it, literally and figuratively. And so it's just not simple.
It's very humbling. I mean, what's the old saying? You're not supposed to talk about money and religion, and planning a multicultural wedding is all about money and religion.
Corinne and Ranjit are now married. They say if budgeting for a multicultural wedding seems tricky, it's important to remember your real priorities, like the marriage, not the wedding weekend. And in case you're wondering, it turns out that the statue of Ganesh came with his very own garland of fake flowers, so it didn't affect their budget. But he is a god. In Connecticut, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.